understand.
Blog Talk Radio.
It's not over. When God is in, there is no limit. No grief.
It's not the end. It's not ending.
It's not the beginning.
It's only the beginning. God is in there.
All things are new.
All things are new.
All things are new. Along, just encourage you a little further. James, you want to jump a song right now.
I know it's dark.
It's not easy right now.
I see the heart. See the new. See me out.
Been there.
It
hurts. It's the last
one.
For me to go.
You
may not see.
Come on,
Israel.
Oh, look to the sky. Help is on the way.
It's not finished. Your story's not over.
It's not beginning.
All things are new.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lord Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're truly happy to have each and every one of you all. We're going to ask Pastor Dale if she would give us a word of prayer, and then we're going to get into today's lesson.
Praise the Lord, and good afternoon, everyone. Thank you, Pastor, for the selection. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, as we come before you in the name of Jesus, we're praying for each and every one on the broadcast, those that are listening by internet, praying for all those who've asked us to keep them in prayer. Father God, we're praying for our pastor, ask that you would continue to use him as he teaches the word of God. Lord, we ask that you be with each and every one, Father God. Those that are sick and shut in, you said in your word, by your stripes we're healed. Those who are bereaved and going through, you say you will keep thee in perfect peace. As perfect peace, we keep our minds stayed on thee. So, Father God, help us to open up our hearts and our minds to receive the word as we study the word together, Father God. We thank you for each and every one, Father God. Now, Lord, have your way. In Christ Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Well, today is Thankful Thursday. And 1 Thessalonians 5 and 18 says, in everything, give thanks. But this is the word of God concerning you in Christ Jesus. So, we just believe in giving thanks to God for the scripture. We know y'all probably have already prayed and all this good stuff, but now it's kind of different. We're giving thanks to God for a particular scripture that you may have, I don't know, maybe something you're training with, maybe something you learned in this week, maybe it was last week. You know, last week we had a real powerful lesson about meant to put away. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it was on yesterday when we were talking about the covenant. But this week we're talking about why Christ is better. Better. And we talked about what the word better means. And it's excellent. I don't know. But whatever you're working with that you would like to do, we ask you to but anyone have anything they want to be thankful for, just press 1 and we'll let you in. Hallelujah.
I'm
about Christ being a better high priest, a better, we have a better salvation with Christ. We have a better relationship with Christ. Because we're not our relationship is not with a building or with a man, but our relationship is with Christ. Contact with Christ by being in Christ. Can't get no more closer than that. Before they could never, the closer they could get to God was through a priest or through a high priest. You had to go up in a building. Hallelujah. You don't have to go up in a building now. You have direct contact. So we're talking about a better salvation. A better way of living, really. Hallelujah. Anyway, y'all know me is not. Now we're gonna pick up where we left off yesterday. I love this topic this week. Christ is so much better. It's a better resting place. But you have a better, because he's so much better than angels. He's so much better than prophets. He don't get any better. God turned it all over to Christ. It's all in his hand. So much better. Okay. Well, I wait on y'all to make up your mind. If so, just press one. We'll let you on back in. Here's why it's so much better. Because we have a Redeemer. Galatians, we'll go back to Hebrews 7:22 because there it says Jesus became a surety of a better covenant. Better. Surety means guarantee. You guarantee salvation. If Moses could not guarantee you that. Angels could not guarantee you that. Your pastor, your bishop, can't guarantee you that. That's why you want to be in Christ. It's so much better. Hallelujah. Is that all right, Pastor?
All right, Pastor. Yes.
So much better. So much better. There's no name under the sun whereby you can get salvation than Christ. Ain't nothing better.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. See, Pastor, I quoted that Hebrews 7:22. I'm not sure if that's one of our foundational scripture or not, brother and sister, but it's a good one. Believe me, it's a good one. So, Pastor, if you'd like to read that, you could, please.
In a few minutes, Pastor, I'm...
Oh, okay, no problem. No worries. No worries. I got this. I got it. So you get ready. Just let us know, okay?
Okay,
all right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
In Galatians 3:13-14, this is why it's so much better, because Christ had redeemed us from the curse. Wow. Listen, brothers and sisters, can you imagine what that really means to be redeemed? See, some people want to play church, but we're not about playing church. We're about what the Word of God says. That means Christ has bought us back. We've been redeemed. That means, you know what that really means? That means we win. That's what that means. We've been released of any debt. Preacher. Now, you've been relieved of any debt. Sundays in them lies. Christ died for you. That has to become a reality. Who you think that was for? Christ paid the ransom. There is no debt here. It's been cleared. He has freed you from everything. That's why it's so much better. The Bible says Christ has redeemed us. When I think about that word redeem, a lot of things come to mind, man. It's finished. He paid for it. That's how we can become perfect in him. Yeah. It's complete, brother and sister. The answer, your prayers have been answered. Am I going to have eternal life? Guaranteed. If you stay in Christ now, you've been redeemed. So that makes the promise yours now. That means you can go into heaven. You can have your eternal life without the sense of guilt. Because Christ did it. Bible says he has redeemed us from the curse of the law. So everything the law said, listen, brothers and sisters, he answered it. He completed it. Filled it. He satisfied every claim that came against you. Woo, that's perfect, man. That's awesome. I don't know how you cannot love that. I don't know how you cannot want to be in Christ, be in his church, be in his sanctuary, be part of his ministry. Now, you can't be both of them. Now, you can't even do that on earth. They don't even let you be both of part of two ministries on earth. They don't even allow that. He takes care of your business for you. All you got to do is follow him. He done carried out every demand that was put on a child of God. Christ met it. Bible says, having become a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is anyone who hang on a tree. Come on, somebody. He hung on a tree. He hung there. He was in the middle of the righteous and unrighteous. He was in the middle of the Sadducees, Pharisees, and scribes. One side was those that were supposed to be righteous, and the other side was Gentile. He took both of them and said, I'm going to make one nation. All you got to do is follow me. The Bible says, curse is anyone who hang on the tree. He took the curse for you. When they talk about, well, if you don't pay your tithe, curse, listen, brother and sister, he became the curse for you. You ain't got to worry about paying no tithe. He became that curse so that the blessings of Abraham might come upon the The prophets couldn't give you that. Angels couldn't give you that. It's about being in Christ, man. And then I like what he said over there in Hebrews 9:13-15. For if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of a heifer sprinkled the unclean sacrifice for the purifying of the flesh, how much more? Listen, how much more? If the blood of an animal can do that much, how much more can the blood of Christ, who through the eternal spirit offer himself without spot or to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. He cleansed us so we can serve a living God. That's why the Bible says, and for this reason, he became the mediator of the new covenant by means of death, for the redemption of the transgression under the covenant, that those who are called may receive the promise of eternal inheritance. Hallelujah. That's what you want. You want the eternal inheritance. You're not just trying to get these earthly inheritance. You know, what people do for these earthly inheritance is, you'd be surprised. Just to get the earthly inheritance. And guess what? It's all going to die. It's all going to fade away. Can you imagine getting your eternal inheritance? That's what I want. I want the eternal inheritance. So you want to mark that scripture right there. I'll tell you that right now. Because that's your vision. That should be your vision right there. All the way to that 15th day.
And that's Hebrews, Pastor?
Oh, yes. 9, 13 through 15.
Okay. Hebrews 9. Okay. I'll be reading from the Message Bible. Got to get the right glasses here. Amen. Okay.
Yeah, get
Hebrews
the right glasses.
Praise God. 13 through 15 from the Message Bible. He also bypassed the sacrifices consisting of goats and calves' blood, using his own blood as the price to set us free once and for all. If that animal blood and the other rituals of purification were effective in cleaning up certain matters of our religion and behavior, think how much more the blood of Christ cleans up our whole lives, inside and out. Through the Spirit, Christ offered himself as an unblemished sacrifice, freeing us from all those dead-end efforts to make ourselves respectable so that we can live all out for God. Amen.
Yeah. And let me tell you, man, it's legal. It's legal. Because, you know, for someone to get an inheritance, you got to prove a death.
Yes. Amen.
You say amen to that. I guarantee you.
Yes.
Brother George died. But I tell you what, if they're to do anything, they're going to have that death certificate.
Yes. Amen.
Guarantee you. You don't want to get to the funeral home and say, we want to have this going away, they're going to say, where's the death certificate? You're going to have to go get it. In other words, it's got to be proven. I'm trying to tell you, we got a guarantee because Christ's death is guaranteed is everywhere. There are people that got Christ on the cross, even though we ain't supposed to know him like that. You don't have to go too far to look and see there's crosses everywhere. You can pick up books and all day, all night, and see about the cross. You have to look no further back to the cross, man. Oh, I know him right now.
All right.
You know what? Listen, Pastor, read from the 16. Let's see. Read to the 16 to the and 17. Read that, Pastor.
Okay, from the Message Bible, it says, like a will that takes effect when someone dies, the new covenant was put into action at Jesus' death. His death marked the transition from the old plan to the new one, canceling the old obligations, sins, and summoning the heirs to receive the eternal inheritance that was promised them. He brought together God and his people in this new way. Amen, amen.
Yeah, that is right there. His death had so much significance. I don't even have time to explain it all.
All right.
But the testament is they must also, that's what the Bible says, of necessity, be the death of the tester. Well, we have his death.
Yes.
Now it can be enforced. Woo, preacher. Now it can be enforced. We have a certificate here. Look all around. So the new covenant can be enforced now.
Yes. Amen.
You may not get it today. Go and listen to the tape. Go and listen to this broadcast. It'll come to you, man. I'm going to tell you. When I tell you he have redeemed us, trust me. He bought us back. He purchased us. When he died, that purchased us.
Thank you.
We became free. We were free from Satan. Now we can belong to him.
Mm-hmm.
It was changed for the better. For the better. He restored us. For the better.
Yes.
It costs so much to restore a vehicle or restore a house. You know, you can build a house cheaper than you can restore one. Hello, somebody.
All right. Amen.
Yeah. And most contractors will tell you that if they'll be real.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't have the money to restore the pyramid that's in Egypt. Nah, we can't afford that now. Even if we did, we wouldn't find the skillful workers.
All right.
I'm just going to make it clear to you. But in Hebrews 10, let's move on there right quick. Hebrews 10, I think I'm going to go through the 14 through the 18th verse. Get my computer going right here. I said 10. And we're going to start with the 14th verse through the 18th. By one offering, he has perfected forever those who are being sanctified by the Holy Spirit, also witness to us. For after he had said before, this is the covenant that I will make with them at those days, say the Lord. I will put my laws in their hearts and in their mind, and I will write them, he added, their sins and their lawlessness, these I will remember no more. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Now, where there is remission of these, there is no longer an offering for sin. Hallelujah.
Praise God, praise God. Amen. As a priest, Christ made a single sacrifice for sins, and that was it. Then he sat down right beside God and waited for his enemies to cave in. It was a perfect sacrifice by a perfect person to perfect some very imperfect people. By that single offering, he did everything that was needed to be done for everyone who takes part in the purifying process. The Holy Spirit confirms this. This new plan I'm making with Israel isn't going to be written on paper, isn't going to be chiseled in stone. This time I'm writing out the plan in them, carving it on the lining of their hearts. He concludes, I'll forever wipe the slate clean of their sins. Once sins are taken care of for good, there's no longer any need to offer sacrifices for them. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God.
So we've been made perfect.
Yes.
We are being made holy. Think about that. Mm-hmm. The law can't do that for you. The law can't make you holy.
Amen. Amen.
Well, I'm not ignoring no one, but I'm going to finish this statement, and you just press one. But as I said, we're being made holy. through his death and his resurrection. That means we can be like Christ. He paid it. He paid the ransom.
Yeah.
He actually redeemed us. So Christ once for all made his believers perfect in God's eyes or in God's sight. That's what Christ did. He said they can be perfect now. Lord, when you see them, you'll see them through me. So at the same time now, he is able to make them holy. That's the part So in a way of speaking, progressively cleansed us once and for all. So there's no need to every Sunday or once a year to take our the blood sacrifice. Because that's what the blood was for the cleansing. That's what they used it for. Christ's blood is far better, far more reaching, doing far more better things than just cleansing. It even cleans our conscience. It cleans our conscience.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm not trying to brag, but I want to tell you some facts, brother and sister. You mess around here and really get into the Lord, you'll forget you was a sinner. I mean, you'll stay humble. Don't get me wrong. That was the time you would dwell on your sin. You won't do that no more. You'll stop that.
Hallelujah. Amen.
I'm telling you, you'll be dwelling on righteousness. You become more righteous conscious than sin conscious. That's all I'm trying to tell you.
Amen.
So hold up for a minute. Don't get carried away, because I want you to know that's the kind of power the blood has.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. So that's what he's saying in this. So in their daily, if you recall now, see, this blood is special, man. Woo! Don't get me talking about the blood. But in their daily pleading, as we see, we should not be subject or to that everyday bringing of the blood, everyday of going to a church. That's why the Bible says Christ is not ashamed of us. He's not ashamed of us. And neither should we be ashamed of him.
Amen.
But we need to encourage each other to grow. Grow in what he's already did. Apply these scriptures to your life.
Yes.
Everybody can appreciate this. Being a true disciple. Being a follower, a imitator of Christ.
Yes.
I thought to get real deep, but I'm going to leave it right there. Maybe we'll pick it up there. That was Hebrews 10 and 14 through. Did you read through 18, Pastor?
Yes, Pastor.
Okay. Well, we're gonna stop right there. I was just making a few notes, and maybe we can just pick it up there. Anyone else have any other comment? Sometimes I got to just stop thinking about people. But the person that I guess they was going to say something, but now they changed their mind. Anyway, Pastor, you have anything?
I just wanted to read that from the New Living Translation, Hebrews 10, 14 through 18. And it reads as follows. For by that offering, he forever made perfect those who are being made holy. And the Holy Spirit also testifies that this is so. For he says, this is the new covenant I will make with my people on that day, says the Lord.
Not to cut you off, Pastor, but can you start that back over? Because I want to make sure I heard what you said. You said something about for by that offering. Okay. I think it's something. Start it over again, please. I'm sorry.
Okay. No problem. Amen. The 14th verse. For by that one offering, he forever made perfect those who are being made holy. Holy Spirit testifies that this is so, for he says, this is the new covenant I will make with my people on that day, says the Lord. I will put my laws in their hearts. I will write them on their minds. Then he says, I will never again remember their sins and lawless deeds. And when sins have been forgiven, there is no need to offer any more sacrifices. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Because in that 12th verse, it tells us that that our high priest offered himself, talking about Jesus, to God as a single sacrifice for sin, good for all time. Then he sat down at the place of honor at God's right hand. Amen.
Amen. See, you know, the priest, the old priest, that's why I said Christ so much better. With the old priest, what the earthly preachers did, they had to go up there once a year and make these with the blood once a year. But with Christ, it's one time.
Yeah.
See, that's the part I want you to see. That one time took care of it. He don't have to do it no more. You don't have to be repetitious. You don't have to come back. His blood took care of everything with one trip.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. That's important, brothers and sisters, those that are making notes. Let me tell you, that's really important that you know that one time. Do I like that? See, when you understand what was going on in the priesthood, they had to prepare themselves. They had to, it was a whole lot. That's why he's so much better than priests. The priests of that day, they had to get themselves ready to meet God and had to be approved by the things that was commanded of them. Well, you know, I'm going to leave right there. Maybe we can pick that up tomorrow. Because I'm talking about why Christ is so much better. We have a better covenant, better than the Old Testament sacrifice. Because you got to think about that. See, if you get a good understanding of the Old Testament sacrifice, you're going to have a better understanding of what Christ did.
Yes.
Because it starts with Jesus was God's only begotten son. Let me tell you what, he didn't have no more perfect blood to offer. That
Come
was
on
it.
Now.
And see, the priest, they had to get a lamb that was pure, and they had to bring that pure lamb every 50 year, every 15 month. That was a pure lamb they would find. And that became a sacrifice for the people. But they did that every 50 year. Christ did this once and for all. It was done away with it.
Thank you, Lord.
We have the priest we have now, he's in heaven ministering. He ain't got to go up in a room and minister for us. He had to go on the inside of the Father. He ain't got to get God's approval anymore so he can administer the blood of the sacrifice.
Amen.
Leave it there. Maybe we'll pick it up there tomorrow. But thank you so much, Pastor, for sharing that. Anyone else? You got it. Anyone else? Okay. Thank you so much, Pastor, for